Peace and blessings. Greetings. Shalom. Shalom. Salama. Salam alaikum. And all of that good stuff. Welcome to another reading of the book of Genesis. And we are now in chapter 20. I'm noticing that the numbers of listens is not where I'm used to the numbers of listens being at on these podcast segments. And that's probably because I know you guys are like, why is she doing this? Why does she have us in the book of Genesis? That is because that is where the Spirit led me to be. So it may not be for a time such as this. This may be for later years or later months. I don't know why the Father is having me record the chapters of Genesis on this podcast, but I'm going to be obedient. So with that being said, today, family, we are going to be reading from from the Septuagint today. Yes, because we did the Latin Vulgate the other day. So we're going to be reading Genesis chapter 20 in the Septuagint, and then also reading it in the Sefer to hear how it has similarities and how it also has differences. For those of you that are following this series faithfully, I thank you. I hope you are getting something out of it. If you are listening in for the first time, then you have some chapters to catch up on, because today we are in chapter 20. So we'll be here with the reading after this.
Hallelujah, praise Yahuwah, hallelujah, praise Yahuwah. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is yesterday gone. Oh, so now I live. So now I live. Yesterday I lost my way. Trying to make it home, trying to make it. My foolish ways, the games I play. Yeah, please help me home. Yeah, please help me. See, yesterday I lost my way. Trying to make it home, trying to make it home. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is gone. Oh, so now I live. Tomorrow comes. Tomorrow will come. Tomorrow will come. Oh, oh, so now I live. So now I.
Hallelujah. I love that song. That was one of my favorite songs by Hadara Batya. My baby girl just heard it too. She's like, I remember that song. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And now it's time for the daily prayer. And then we'll get right into the chapter. Blessed are you, Yahuwah of the armies, Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, our Elohim, the Holy One of Yasharal, my Alua, and my salvation, for giving us the spirit of strength. Baruch atah Yahuwah Sevaot, Barah HaShamayim VeHaaretz, Elohaikem Shel Abraham, Yitzhak, Be Yaakov, Alahainu be Al Kadosh Echad Yashua, Eloi be Ashayasha Nitan Lanu, Haruak Givura. Hallelujah. All right, family. Let's get into it. And for those of you that like to read along, please go to your Google browser and simply type in Genesis chapter 20, Brenton's Septuagint translation, and that way you can read along with me. And for those of you that are viewing this on YouTube, you guys can actually see as I am doing a screen share. Hallelujah. Let's go. Abraham, Sarah, and Abimelech. And Abraham removed thence to the southern country and dwelt between Kadesh and Sur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said concerning Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister," for he feared to say, "She is my wife," lest at any time the men of the city should kill him for her sake. So Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. And God came to Abimelech by night in sleep and said, "Behold, thou diest for the woman whom thou hast taken, whereas she has lived with a house with a husband." But Abimelech had not touched her. And he said, "Lord, wilt thou destroy an ignorantly sinning and just nation? He said not to me, 'She is my sister,' and said she not to me, 'He is my brother?' With a pure heart and in righteousness of hands have I done this." And God said to him in sleep, "Yea, I know that thou didst this with a pure heart, and I spared thee so that thou shouldest not sin against me. Therefore, I suffered thee not to touch her. But now return the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. But if thou restore her not, know that thou shalt die, and all thine." And Abimelech arose early in the morning, and called all these servants, and he spoke all these words in their ears, and all the men feared exceedingly. And Abimelech called Abram and said to him, "What is this that thou hast done to us? Have we sinned against thee, that thou hast brought upon me and upon my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done to me a deed which no one ought to do." And Abimelech said to Abram, What hast thou seen in me, that thou hast done this? And Abraham said, "Why, I said, surely there is not the worship of God in this place, and they shall slay me because of my wife. For truly she is my sister by my father, but not by my mother. And she became my wife." So I remember going over this chapter in the past and missing over that small part, because I used to be like, why did Father Abraham, who was supposed to be the father of our righteousness, right? They call him the father of righteousness because, no, the father of our faith, sorry, the father of faith, because he, you know, without being told about Yahuwah, heard from Yahuwah, and automatically obeyed Yahuwah, and his faith was counted unto him as righteousness, right? So I remember just thinking to myself, like, but dang, he lied, you know? But look here, he did not lie, okay? And in those days, the close intermarrying was acceptable for the purpose of nation building, okay? But that is no longer acceptable nor needed now, All right, hallelujah. But in a sense, when we marry, we are marrying our brother or our sister in spirit, because Abba Yahweh should be the father of your spouse. Now, if you have married a serpentine seed, if the spouse that you have married has the seed of the serpent, then my, I pray right now for Yahuwah to have his way in your life and in your home, okay? Because I, for one, know what that is like to be in a relationship where you are unevenly yoked together with one who is not serving the Most High Yahuwah and one who is showing to be a seed of the serpent. But okay, I'm sorry. Let's get back on track with that. All right. So he did not lie. All right. Verse 13. And it came to pass when God brought me forth out of the house of my father, that I said to her, this righteousness thou shalt perform to me in every place in which we may enter, say of me, he is my brother. And Abimelech took 1,000 pieces of silver, and sheep and calves and serpents. Why did I say, I'm sorry, y'all. My eyes ain't right. It is about 4:22 in the morning. So y'all know these early morning readings be a little struggle. Let me read that over. Verse 14 of Genesis chapter 20 reads as follows. And Abimelech took 1,000 pieces of silver and sheep and calves and servants and maid servants, and gave them to Abraham, and he returned him Sarah, his wife. And Abimelech said to Abraham, behold, my land is before thee, dwell wheresoever it may please thee. And to Sarah he said, behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Those shall be to thee for the price of thy countenance, and to all the women with thee, and speak the truth in all things. And Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his women servants, and they bore children, because the Lord had fast closed from without every womb in the house of Abimelech, because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. So you see what I'm saying? The father does not play about his prophets and about his people. He shut the womb. He made the women, excuse me, oh my goodness. He made the women of the house of Abimelech barren on account of Sarah. Wow. And so this is how you know how the father also feels about the act of taking another man's wife. I'm telling you. All right, guys. So now we are going to go on and read this very same chapter, but in another translation. We're going to be reading it from the Sefer today. Hallelujah. Okay. And that was Genesis chapter 20. And let's see if there's anything within the verses of this translation that were either added or taken out, or if they are exactly the same. So we are now comparing a translation from the early assemblies, okay? And that was the Greek, all right? So here we go. And now, just to let you guys know, this is the Sefer, and this is said to be a restored translation where they get very, very close to the original language. All right, so here we go. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the country of the Negev, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of El Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But Ahlahiam came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, you are but a dead man for the woman which you have taken, for she is a man's woman. And Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Master, you slay also a righteous nation? Said he not to me, said he not unto me, she is my sister? And she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hands, I have done this. And Ahlahiam said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I you not to touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man his woman, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for you, and you shall live. And if you restore her not, know you that you shall surely die, and all that are yours. So basically, you and your whole house, y'all all gonna die. Verse 8. Therefore, Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ears, and the men were sore afraid. Then Abimelech called to Abraham and said unto him, what have I done unto you? No, what have you done to us? And what have I offended you, that you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? You have done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said unto our Abraham, what saw you that you have done this thing? And Abraham said, because I thought surely the fear of Ahlahiam is not in this place, and they will slay me for my woman's sake. And yet, indeed, she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my woman. And it came to pass, when Ahlahiam caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, this is your kindness, which you shall show unto me at every place whither we shall come, say of me, he is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and manservants and woman servants, and gave them unto Abraham and restored him Sarah, his woman. And Abimelech said, behold, my land is before you. Dwell there, dwell where it pleases you. And unto Sarah he said, behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to you a covering of the eyes unto all that are with you. And with all, thus she was reproved. And Abraham prayed unto Ahlahiam, and Ahlahiam healed Abimelech and his woman and his maidservants, and they bore children. For Yahweh had fast closed up all the wombs of the household of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's woman. All right, family, we have come to the end of Genesis chapter 20. And that's it for now. Until the next reading, I say thank you for spending this time with me. Shalom, shalom. Salama, salam alaikum, shalom, love you.